Welcome back to Los Talks, hosted by your boy Los. I'm here for one thing, and that's to talk. I've got a great episode today, and I hope you can take one thing from it and allow me to make a difference in your life. Thank you. Let's get started. Peace. You're back. The NBA Finals is finally here. Oh, man. It has been a journey. This is the first NBA Finals that I will be going over, especially like on Los Talks. Obviously, like being a big NBA fan, I've been watching the NBA Finals for quite a while. I think the earliest one that I could wholeheartedly remember was the Kobe one back in 2010 when he got his final championship. That was the one I do remember, and then from then on, just consistently in it. That's probably around the time I really got into basketball, was Kobe Bryant. But no need to talk about why I got into basketball. We're talking about the NBA Finals of today, of 2022, which features the Boston Celtics coming out of the Eastern Conference versus the Golden State Warriors coming out of the Western Conference. And honestly, this, if you go back to my previous episodes, definitely didn't have them, Boston. Golden State, I really did like. I can't remember if I had them as my original pick, but I do remember that I was high on them, and I felt like they had a very, very good chance to make the finals, and they did just that. Their road, they both kind of had different roads of the playoffs, with the Golden State and Boston. Golden State, I'm not making no excuse for them. I'm just saying, there's a lot of injuries in their, playoffs that they had to face. They went against a 6 seed, Denver Nuggets, led by MVP Jokic, but also missing Michael Porter Jr. and Jamal Murray. And with that being said, they were out all year, Michael Porter basically. So it's not like they had them throughout the season and they didn't. They've been out them, but the point still stands is it could have been a completely different series had Porter and Jamal been there. But nonetheless, they did work. They won in 5. They almost swept, but Jokic had to at least get one win. And then they move on to the next series, where it was the Memphis Grizzlies, which they put up a fight. But then Ja Morant, the biggest piece to the Memphis Grizzlies, he got hurt for a couple games. So there could be some cases with that. And then finally, they faced with Dallas Mavericks, led by Luka, pretty much Luka Magic. And again, they won in 5. Luka won. He was able to will at least one game out of them. And they came so close. Even though it was a 10-point loss, they came very close to at least making the game more competitive, to at least try and force a game 6, but in the end, they were just too unmatched. But some say Luka was dealing with an injury, and you can kind of see it. There was some injury, but that one can't really, he still did play every game. So, but yeah, so their road to the playoffs, not necessarily saying it was super easy, but it was definitely easier than the Boston Celtics, where they had to face, in the very first round, they had to face the team that was coming into the season was heavy favorites to make the finals, the Brooklyn Nets. They were led by Kyrie and KD, and despite having that talent, they did get swept. But those games, it didn't feel like it was a sweep series. Like, those games felt so close. It was some tough battles. Like, all those games were decided in the fourth quarter. Like, it was a tough, it was tough games, but they still pulled through, and then they face the defending NBA champions and the Milwaukee Bucks. And yeah, they were missing Chris Middleton, but they still took him to game seven because they did have the best player in the series with Giannis, and they took him to game seven and they fought through. So just like that, they face KD, Kyrie, and then Giannis, also with the defending champs. And then this past series, they faced off against the number one team in the Eastern Conference, even though it was by a couple games. They're still the number one team in the East this year, and also took it to another game seven. Of course, led by some masterclass performances by Jimmy Butler. And I remember watching that game seven, looking at that shot. My first instinct, such a terrible decision. I'm like, I can't believe he did that. But after looking at it, giving it a little bit more time, I'm still not going to say I liked the shot, because I didn't like the shot. However, I understand why he took the shot. I get it, because if he makes that, that's insane. They're up one. They have all the momentum in the world. It is just smooth sailing for Miami right there. Not smooth sailing, but it just, that makes a huge difference. Huge, huge, huge if he makes that. However, I believe he could have gotten himself an easy shot to send it to tie the game up. And then, yeah, then you live with them possibly taking the last shot and possibly going overtime. So I think that's why I kind of see why they went for that final shot, because I don't think they wanted to play another five more minutes of basketball. I think they want Jimmy wanted to end it right then, right now. It's just, it sucks. Like, I wish he would have made it. I was a firm believer this whole time. Well, towards the end, I became a firm believer in the Miami Heat really making a push to the finals. I was rooting for them this series. But in the end, Boston won, and they deserve it for sure. Jason Tatum became the first ever Larry Bird Eastern Conference Finals MVP. And Jason Tatum deserved it. He played some great basketball, and he definitely, you can tell, he made some huge big-time shots towards the end of Game 7, and he was just helping the team. Obviously, you have Jaylen Brown, who was very exceptional. I think he had some serious consideration for the finals, for the conference finals MVP as well. And then it's just that Boston, man, they have a very good, their team is very nice. Marcus Smart, Defensive Player of the Year. I think I seen a stat actually the other day where all five people in that lineup with Smart, Brown, Tatum, Horford, and Robert Williams, I think they all received at least one all-defensive vote. So it just goes to show how great their defense has been and just how tough they are. Like, this is a tough team, and I'm expecting them to battle with the Warriors. Even though I believe the Warriors are favorites, I do expect Boston to give them a big-time fight. It's going to be one of those series to me where I believe they're going to be hard fought. I'm not expecting any blowouts just because the way both teams play. Like, looking at Golden State again, Steph Curry was the first ever Magic Johnson Conference Finals MVP, and for good reason. He definitely played a big part. We all know Steph Curry's greatness. He is the best player left in these playoffs. And yeah, he definitely was putting on a good show in the Dallas series. And I mean, Luka made a real case to be MVP even though he lost. But no, obviously you give it to the winner, and Luka Doncic did that. And it's funny because the two, I personally believe the two guys that got eliminated were the ones that played the best. Like, Jimmy Butler had the best, like, if it wasn't about wins and losses, Jimmy Butler would have won the conference finals MVP. And likewise, if it wasn't for wins and losses, Luka Doncic would have won the conference finals MVP in his respective region, or respective conference. So it just goes to show that those were some hard battles, and it wasn't easy getting here. But we're finally here, and I really have no dog in this fight. Either, no matter who wins, it's like, it's whatever to me. Like, I'm not gonna be upset. I'm not gonna be happy no matter who wins. If I had to choose someone to root for, I am rooting for Boston. I would rather see the young guys pull it off, have Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum get their ring, because I think that could help expedite their progress. Like, they would go from inconsistent, whereas, because with them, there was always rumors sometimes, it's like, they look amazing, but they can't win. Like, they're never getting there. Like, they get so far. So now they're finally at the finals. So if they could win, then there's a possibility that they could just stay the rest of their career. And that would be pretty good to see. Like, you don't really see that often anymore in the league, where it's two elite guys just staying together. I mean, I know Jaylen Brown's not super mega elite, but, like, it's two all-star level guys just riding it out, their careers together. I think if they win this ring, this is definitely in question, because the only way I see them splitting ways would be if maybe Jaylen Brown wants a bigger role. Like, maybe he's tired of because I personally believe he will, like, Jason Tatum will always be, like, the better one. And Jaylen Brown has his moments where he's playing like the better one, but we all know it is Jason Tatum's team. So I just don't know if maybe one day Jaylen Brown decides, I want to be the guy. I want to be absolute number one, no question. But it would just be rare. It would actually be shocking to see, because Jaylen Brown doesn't seem like that guy, and he gets plenty of touches there in Boston. Like, I think they actually work well together, because if one's struggling, the other tries to make up for it. And they're both wings. They both can defend a lot of positions. I think they both complement each other well, because they're two shot creators who also play good defense and just do a little bit of everything. So I think they work well together, like, really good, and I'm excited to see them for these next couple years if they continue to stay together. And I think winning this title, I think, would definitely make that reality. It would definitely want them, like, okay, we won a title, I think we can make this into a little dynasty, like how the Golden State already has their solidified dynasty. This could be the new one, especially if you consider, like, Marcus Smart too. It could be Jason Tatum could be, like, the Steph Curry, Jaylen Brown's the Klay Thompson, and then Marcus Smart's the Draymond Green, where it's these three guys, and they just, that chemistry, they could just ride out with it. Or you could even have Robert Williams. Yeah, so it's like, this team has the potential to be very good for a very long time. And, yeah, I would like to see them win. That's probably who I'm going to root for. But it's not like, you know, if they lose, it's not the end of the world. Not going to, like, you know, sob about it, pout, whatever. But, yeah. And then on the other spectrum, you've got the Golden State Warriors, where they have their dynasty. They're the one team, like, the first team since the Jordan and Pippen Bulls to go to 6 finals in 8 years, where they... Obviously, we remember the legendary battles between the Cavs and the Warriors, and then that was the 4 years in a row where they did that, and then the Golden State and Toronto finals, and now here, these finals. So yeah, we know that they're a dynasty. They've proven time and time again they were a dynasty. They had Kevin Durant, then lost Kevin Durant, and still proceeded to become good. Everyone thought that the loss of Kevin Durant is the reason why they weren't in the playoffs and doing all these great things, when in reality, now we see that it's Klay Thompson. Because, well, obviously Kevin Durant plays a big part too. He's one of the top five players in the league. But people thought that they were gonna have a sharp decline. Like, I don't know, some people thought they weren't gonna be a very good team anymore, like a title contending team anymore, because Kevin Durant was no longer on their team. When in reality, they've shown that they can make the playoffs, make the finals without Kevin Durant before. So all they were missing was Klay Thompson. That was like the big splash route. So obviously the Toronto, that's when he got injured, and the year after they did very bad. It was terrible. And then this, and then the year prior, they had just lost the play-in tournament. That one they made a valiant effort, but it just wasn't enough. And now this year they're there, and I do believe, I expect them to win. I consider them the favorites in my book, and for good reason. They've got a perfect blend of vet talent and young guys to where they can continue. They can go for, like, if they win this year, they can try and go for another dynasty, like try to go for that three-peat that they never got to do. I don't believe they got to do it. No, because then they won in 2017, they won in 2018, and then they lost 2019. So now maybe they have another chance, because obviously you've got your best player in Steph Curry, and then the splash bro Klay Thompson. Then you also have got a very like good player, especially this year, in Andrew Wiggins, who played his role perfectly, especially in the playoffs. In the playoffs, he really stepped it up. He's showing that he could exploit his matchups. He's playing some good defense. He can hit his shots. Like, he's like the third guy on this team, sometimes four when Jordan Poole's having himself a game. And he is doing exactly what needs to be done. And he's one of their semi-young pieces. He's younger than, obviously, Klay and Steph. And then, so yeah, you've got him, and then you've got Draymond, obviously. That's the big three. And then plus Wiggins, who's like their new Harrison Barnes, but probably better, for sure. Actually, he is better, no question. He was All-Star. Harrison Barnes never made the All-Star, so not to my knowledge. And so yeah, they have a good acquisition, Andrew Wiggins, and then Kevon Looney's a very good glue guy, and probably a placeholder for when James Wiseman finally gets like fully healthy and comes back in the lineup. And then off the bench, you've got Jordan Poole, who came very close to winning Most Improved, and was, I believe he was a candidate for Sixth Man, or he was at least playing like it. He even started some games earlier in the playoffs, and those games actually helped a ton for Steph Curry's recovery. And Jordan Poole played a big role. He showed that he can be that third, sometimes second dude at times. Even and then when he was starting, at times he was playing like the best player on the Warriors court. So in a team with Andrew Wiggins, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond, Jordan Poole was playing like the best dude on that team. So he's gonna be a huge X factor. And then I don't know how much time the rookies Kuminga and Moody are gonna get, but just having them also for these next couple years is really good, because Kuminga showed he shows flashes where he can be a very solid to good two-way player. He's got some nice defense, good offense, like especially driving. And then you got Moses Moody, who looks like he can be a nice scorer. So it's like you've got youth with Poole, Wiseman, Moody, and Kuminga already. And then even Gary Payton II, who he's a hustler. You can see he just provides a positive impact on the court. So you've got all those guys that are young, and then you've got Kevin Looney, who's a solid glue guy. You've got Andrew Wiggins, who's like a semi-vet. Like, he's been in the league long enough, but he hasn't been like in the playoffs to be considered like a vet. Like, he's not a playoff vet until now. So then you've got all those young guys adding on with the big three, with Draymond, Steph, and Klay. And that's just a recipe for dynasty. Like, I wouldn't be shocked if this ends up being like the new Cavs and Warriors thing, where you've got, because just having this finals experience and going through what they went through this year with Boston, they look like they're poised to be like some favorites for next year. Because you got to think, Miami, they're just getting older. Kyle Lowry's going to be older, so you don't know how he's probably going to regress. Jimmy Butler probably might regress. PJ Tucker, I'm sure he has to start regressing. So Miami might slow down. Milwaukee, they're obviously going to be a threat. Cleveland Cavs, I don't know if they're ready just quite yet. I know that I expect them to be a dominant force, but I don't know if they're just quite there yet next year. But I think they'll be contenders. Atlanta can make some noise. But it's just the one thing that all those guys, that the younger teams, Atlanta and the Cavs, that they lack, is they lack that playoff experience that Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown have. Like, they've been to the conference finals. Jason Tatum was a rookie playing game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Like, he has that experience. Like, he's been in the playoffs all these years, and now he's going to be in the finals. So, especially if they win, it's going to be huge to not see them right back here. So, you've got them, who are going to be very good a very good team in the East. And then you've got Golden State, who also, we know how Golden State is. And then you've got these young guys too. So, if these young guys fit into the system and fall in line with the way they play, they could just continue a cycle of just winning, or at least being a very good team. And it was funny, I seen this post where they showed that it's very refreshing to see two teams in the finals that were built, not bought. And yeah, I went to look at that, and with these two guys, I think the biggest accusation, like the person that got traded or signed, was Andrew Wiggins. He's their biggest guy, because obviously Steph got drafted, Klay got drafted, Dre got drafted, and then Andrew Wiggins was the only one, like the biggest one who they acquired. And then on the other side with Boston, the biggest one is probably Al Horford. So it's like most of like the big main guys who are going to provide the biggest contributions all got drafted, because like I said already with the Warriors, they got their big three. And then over on this side with Boston, you've got Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Marcus Smart, Robert Williams, and even Pritchard. So it's like, it's very refreshing to see that. And this is with a new coach too, with the Boston Celtics. This is a new coach. But then you got Brad Stevens in the front office. And then the Warriors, they still got Steve Kerr. He's pretty much been the engine there, like, for coaching. So it's very nice to see that, especially considering these past couple years. It was just a bunch of, like, the Toronto Raptors, they got Kawhi Leonard, so that expedited it. And then obviously the Warriors, when they had KD, just seemed more bought, even though you still had the big three. Just having KD there was, you know, touchy. And then obviously the Lakers, they got LeBron and Anthony Davis, who weren't originally there. So just all this. And then even if Miami would have won, I think they have Tyler Herro and Bam Adebayo, and then you've got got Lowry, who wasn't there. PJ Tucker, who wasn't bought or who wasn't built there. Jimmy Butler either. So now that I'm looking at it, it is cool just because you have that narrative where it's two built, it's two team built teams facing each other. So I'm excited, and the first game tips off tomorrow. I am recording. It is June 1st. They will start June 2nd. It's game one in Oakland. And that's at 9 p.m. I am very excited. And like I said, I don't know if I've said it, but if I had to make a prediction, I believe Golden State wins in six. I will be rooting for Boston, though. But if I had to make a firm prediction right now, I want to go Golden State in six. And that is the coverage, like the pre-coverage before the NBA Finals officially starts. I am excited to see this. I think it's going to be a very good series. It's going to be some good defensive teams, both good offensively as well. It's going to be a nice blend. I am excited. Oh, and also, if I had to do Finals MVP, since Golden State would win, like since I have Golden State winning, I do believe Steph Curry will finally get it. I don't see, it's going to be shocking if he doesn't win it. Like, I don't see a world in which, but I don't know. Because Andrew Wiggins, I don't think, shouldn't be a threat. Klay Thompson either. Like Draymond, either. I don't know. I think this is Steph Curry's trophy for the taking. He has to get it this year. Because if he doesn't, I don't know if he ever will at this point. But I'm glad you listened, and I'm not sure how I want to do this coverage. I feel like I want to record like after every game and then kind of piece it together. Maybe do like a two-part type thing. I don't know how I want to do the coverage yet, but I do want to provide coverage as the finals games goes on. So I'll see what I can do, but for now I got my coverage before it starts out the way, and I am excited, and I hope you're just excited as I am. This was another fantastic episode of Los Talks. Glad you tuned in, glad you stayed to the end, and I will see you when I see you. Peace. If you're listening to this part of the episode, that means you've made it to the end. And that means you are a true, true, true supporter. And I appreciate you very dearly. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Los Talks. I'm hoping you found something that'll make a difference in your day. And if not, share it to more people. Maybe it'll make a difference in their day. But once again, thank you for joining me in this journey. And I hope I see you in the next episode. Peace.